Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host, and I'm joined not always by my co-host because he's not here today. I'm joined by Amy Hyatt, co-founder of The Table Group. How are you doing, Amy?
I'm doing great. That's what Cody always says, and I got some big shoes to fill. So,
alrighty. Cody is on vacation today.
Yes.
So is Tracy. I mean, they're out doing family stuff, which
are.
Is fantastic. And we weren't going to do a podcast, but we said that's why we have to do one, because what's our title today, Amy?
Our title is, Are You Addicted to Adrenaline?
That's right. Are you addicted to adrenaline? And I'm not asking this in hypothetical way or a rhetorical way. I'm just saying, are you right now feeling the effects of adrenaline addiction? Because we're all addicted to adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, when we have too much adrenaline going, we get kind of hooked on it like anything else. And when a person goes through something where they have to sustain a certain amount of adrenaline over a long period of time, they get kind of hooked on it. And right now in the world, we have a lot of people who are hooked on fear and worry and working really hard. And we want to talk about that today. That's why Cody's not here. And that's why Tracy's not here, because we wanted them to have some time off.
Right.
And we all need that, but they have been going so hard. And so we decided, let's lean into this and talk about why this is more important today than it has been in my career.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to talk about this. I think it's going to be so interesting and fun, because I think all of us here at The Table Group have had some addiction to adrenaline at different points.
Right.
And I know that for me, not knowing when to get off the train, so to speak, is really hard to know. Like, so how do we know when we're addicted?
Yeah. Nobody says, oh, it just kicked in.
Right. Right.
And so
it's
let's put a slow creep,
right?
It's absolutely a slow creep. And then you go, I can't even imagine getting off the train.
Right.
So this started for us a little over a year ago. COVID hit, and we said, what are we going to do?
Right. And even before that, we were sort of running pretty hard. We had had a couple big conferences, you know, a big event, you know, just a lot happening even then.
Yeah. You know something? I think it would be fair to, and it would be a good idea for us to stop right now and say, we actually had somewhat of an institutional adrenaline addiction at The Table Group.
Yes.
And that stems from an accidental cultural value. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that we hired in the early years, and the founders and the early people had something in common. And that was, we were kind of children of parents who survived, you know, the depression. Their families went through the depression in World War II. And so we had kind of this idea that you never should let an opportunity go.
Right. There was never quite enough.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have to just keep going, and we have to keep,
right.
we should never stop, never slow down, because you never know when it's going to dry up.
Exactly. Exactly. And your worth comes from what you do, how much you work, how good you are at it.
That's right. And so we've always said that we were, what's our financial value? We called it
conservative-noid.
Yeah. Conservative about money and paranoid.
Right.
And so as the years would go by, we would just go, oh my gosh, there's another great idea. We better take advantage of that. And we weren't like crazy workaholics, because we still had family lives. But what we were is adrenaline addicts, because we just kept pushing.
It's like the intensity was concentrated.
Yes, you know? More than the hours.
Right, right.
But it was the intensity.
Yes.
And so we already had that in our system. So COVID hits, we're coming off of a busy time, and we're like, what are we going to do? And it was really tempting to go, I guess there's nothing we can do. But we said, okay, let's rally around these consultants in the world who are struggling. So we started this thing called CAPA, the Consultant and Practitioner Alliance.
Right. I think even to go back further, like I think we gave ourselves a couple of days to be like, oh no, what is this?
And then, at least a couple of days.
And then all of a sudden we started to get people asking for help. You know, so I remember the CEO Silver Oak
Winery
reached out and said, hey, I really want to hear from what Pat thinks about this. And we're like, really? Oh man. Okay, great. And you started to think about, what do people need in this moment? And then we just started from there. We just kept responding to whatever people needed. And it was actually such a blast to serve people in that way.
And it felt very real, very important, and very meaningful, and gave us a lot.
Right.
As to get through that time.
Right. Our revenue went to near zero, you know, so it's not like we were doing it for money, but it was like, okay, let's just respond and try to help people.
Right. And oftentimes this adrenaline addiction comes about because you're trying to do good things.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a lot of people that work in nonprofits or that do mission work that get adrenaline addicted.
Right. Oh man, there's so many people hurting. What can I do?
Right. So that's what we've been doing for a year. And we launched The Working Genius and Kappa Pro and kept doing other things. And then speeches kept coming back. And I'm writing a book right now. And you guys were launching, serving all these different people out there.
Redoing all of our technology.
Yep. Oh, gosh, I forgot all about that. Adding two new podcasts and all this.
Hiring new people.
And nowhere did we have a sign coming up that said, you have now done enough or you're about to implode. Mm-hmm. And so we finally realized that that's what was going on.
Right.
And we had to slow down and say, oh my gosh, we have an underlying value. One of our values, it's not a good core value.
An accidental value.
Which is never let an opportunity go, never stop working because it could all go away tomorrow.
Right.
And then what would you do?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And so now, there's certain people listening to this going, oh my gosh, I'm in. They've been homeschooling for a year or trying to keep their kids involved in things or worrying for a year.
Trying to work and take care of kids and take care of a spouse or someone that's maybe going through something difficult. Like there's just endless things happening right now for people.
So a lot of people can relate to this. There are some people that have really slowed down because they work at a company that's not letting people back and there's only so much they can do. And so, I mean, I know some people are like, yeah, I kind of end working about 2:30 and I play Call of Duty because that's all I can do. And so for some people, the reemergence is going to be like, oh, I'm going to have to re-ramp up my adrenal glands.
Right.
And get back into this. I know there's some kids that haven't gone to school in a year and it's a tragedy for them.
I know.
They are looking at September or August as terror.
It's going to feel so scary to them.
Both emotionally, because they're going to have to re-engage, and how am I going to do? I mean, my kids are now at 4 days a week. Mm-hmm. Only they were at 2 days a week for most of the in the fall and then the year. But they're going to have to go. I mean, they're really going, how in the world did I go to school 5 days a week before? Right,
exactly.
So for them, I think that it's going to be hard to reemerge. Right. For many of us, though, for many parents, for many CEOs, for many workers, leaders, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I am dead.
Right.
And even though we're supposed to be celebrating, oh, maybe we're coming back. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's going to be harder before it gets better.
Right. Right. So what do you think people should do? I have a couple thoughts.
I think you've got to give yourself some healing space. That sounds so touchy-feely.
Right.
Give yourself a hug, Amy. Right. You know, I think what people are going to have to do is be really intentional about probably at least one semi-extended vacation. Because you know how vacation goes. You take a week off.
Right.
And you're busy. Yeah, the first 3 days.
You're detoxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you have 2 days of vacation and then you got to pack and make the trip back home.
Right. Exactly.
I usually, what do you always say? You need a vacation after vacation.
Yes, exactly. There's no such thing as fun for the whole family. That's Rich and I love to say that.
And so I think people are going to have to be far more intentional about taking an extended break. And maybe part of it needs to be literally doing nothing and staying home and gardening and sleeping in and watching.
Reading.
Yeah. Now, that's what you've been doing for the last 12 months, then don't do that.
Right.
But a lot of us have really, people ask me, well, so what are your hobbies? And I really, what are your hobbies,
Amy? I hate that question.
Me too.
I hate it. I'm like, I read books. At one time, I recently someone asked me that. I'm like, well, I hike, but I don't actually like it.
How's that?
But I guess it's a hobby, but does it count if you don't really like it?
Well, and if you're a leader or a parent, you have not indulged too many hobbies lately.
Exactly, exactly.
And you do not just readjust to this. It will actually be, you know, we talk about transition management. Mm-hmm. It will actually be a loss.
Right.
As things improve.
Right.
You will lose your sense of like not having to think about things, just going hard, going hard, and just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. And when people go, so what do you want to do next? You're going to be like, not answer that question.
Right, right. Exactly.
So we're going to have to be really clear that this transition back to a different kind of pace and a different kind of lifestyle is going to require work.
Right. And I have something interesting I want to ask you. So if I'm thinking about our burnout, because we've all had different levels of burnout in this phase, and we all white knuckle it very differently, you know? So like,
yeah,
Tracy would just kind of go into her shell and I would probably have more existential crises. I mean, I guess it goes to our working geniuses in some ways. Like, I'm like, what am I doing? Is this how I should be spending my days? And you kind of like, just want to like go harder or go like invent or tell me about that. Am I right about that?
No, I definitely think you are. I think this is where extroversion and introversion come into play too. Like, do you eat it or do you spew it?
Right.
I'm a spewer. And so I come into the office and people go like, I'm like, what are we doing about this?
Right.
And the people are like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And other people are like, they smile.
I'm
like
an eater for sure.
Yes. And so is Tracy.
And it wasn't even like, maybe it's like, maybe tomorrow I'll feel better. You know, it's not like it was on purpose. I'm going to eat this until tomorrow. It was more like, eventually this will end.
Right.
I don't know how. So.
And by the way, we all feel bad about the way we do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, exactly.
And
exactly.
So, and I think it's worth talking about. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you putting it out there or are you not?
Well, and the reason I even ask is I want people to know that it shows up very differently for people. And I bet some people listening don't even know that they're white knuckling it. Right.
Maybe. Right. Or, and they don't, or they're working with people and they think everybody knows that they're white knuckling it and they don't because they're holding it. I mean, we had that with Tracy.
Right. Totally.
She would say things like, I think I'm going to die. And we're like, oh, Tracy, hang in there. She's like, no, really? I think I'm going to die. And we're like, oh, you were serious.
Exactly.
Whereas I would probably, you know, make it a little clearer.
Right.
And so I think it's one of those things. It's time to be really honest with yourself and with other people and let yourself know that there's nothing weak or soft about saying, we're going to have to go through a serious transition of detox from adrenaline addiction.
Right.
And the beginning of it's going to suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
Right. And I think that staying focused on your purpose, you know, maybe as a business, a company, or an organization, or personally, like going back to that, like one, taking the time to rest, and then also getting regrounded in why am I here? What are my geniuses? What can I give back? That might help move through it fast too.
You know, that's interesting. We were just talking to somebody earlier, and that one of the things we think is going to be important for people is to go ahead and let yourself reattach to your customers and to your mission and to your products rather than the process.
Right.
Because for a year, we've been talking about friggin' masks and
how are we going to survive
social distancing and all this stuff. And it's like, you know, I don't talk
about that anymore. Let's just focus on what we're trying to do. Right.
Right. And I'm writing a book right now. I'm going to finish The 6 Types of Working Genius. And it's a fiction story. And I use the word COVID.
For sale now. No, it's not.
Not on sale yet.
It's actually not.
But I use the word COVID in it once. Where they're talking about, oh, we worked virtually and that's good. We learned that over COVID. I don't think people want to go, I don't want to see a TV show about COVID. I don't want to hear a bunch of stuff. It's like, let people just go back to doing these things. But first we're going to have to detox.
Exactly. Okay. I think that's good. I think that's a good message. Take time to detox and then get regrounded in what you're actually there to do.
Yeah. And it's okay not to think about all this.
Yes.
Alrighty.
Go take a nap, everyone.
Yeah, take a nap. I have one more meeting today and then I'm going to take a nap.
Perfect.
And I hope Cody and Tracy are having a great vacation.
Me
we miss them.
Me too.
All right. God bless everybody. We'll see you next time on At the Table.